In the early 1970s, the Detroit Police Department decided to try something new in its effort to reduce crime.
Stress put undercover police officers in a position where they had to be judge, jury, and execution.
My mother told me not to talk to you because you shoot black people.
The new film, Detroit Under Stress, tells the story of that unit. Phoenix-based filmmaker David Van Wee is the movie's producer and director. And David, set the scene for us. What was behind the formation of this unit?
The crime in Detroit at that point was through the roof. And the police were showing up after someone was robbed and the person was dead, laying in the gutter. No leads, no direction. No witnesses, and they figured they started to talk about, how do we fix this? How do we figure out how to start curbing this crime? So they came up with an idea to put this unit together where they would get volunteers from the Detroit Police Department to wander the worst parts of Detroit late at night and try and get robbed and take the place of the victim. Then they thought, we could just arrest these people, and now we've got the witness, which is the police officer, and we had the force to arrest these people.
How successful an operation was this?
So it depends on what side of the fence you're on. If you're talking in terms of success in what they were sent out there to do, very successful. The crime rate started to plummet, robbery rate specifically. However, the murder rate continued to climb. And you also had a lot of fatal shootings. After the first year of operations, Detroit became the number one city for police civilian fatal shootings. And it was also the number one city where police were getting killed.
This is not just sort of a historical project for you. You have a personal connection to this story.
I do. My father was actually one of those stress officers that was involved in those decoy crews, specifically with Stress Crew Number 1, which was the most notorious, if you will, crew for doing decoy work, and had a significant amount of those shootings.
How did you find out that he was a part of that?
So years ago, when I was in college, I was in ROTC and was going to go shooting. And my dad took his .357. And I'm holding the gun, and I see there's a couple notches in the bottom of the gun. And I asked my dad, I said, "Dad, why do you got notches in the bottom of your gun?" And he just looked at me and he said, "Why the hell do you think I have notches in the bottom of my gun?" That was my first exposure to some of the things my dad was involved in. And you get little bits and pieces. 3 years ago, my dad and I were in Detroit, and he was at a stress reunion, which no one is allowed to go to. And I asked him, what's the story with stress? What happened? And he finally told me the whole story, and I about fell back on my chair.
What led to this unit being disbanded? I mean, it's not still going now. You said it was just a couple years that it was in operation. What happened?
So you had John Nichols, who was the chief of police. He is the one that put this unit together. He begins a run for mayor. On the opposite side of the mayoral race was Coleman Young, who was a state senator. He was a Tuskegee Airman and an African American. And his platform was, if you elect me mayor, I will disband stress. Stress was literally tearing Detroit apart. Racial tensions had always been bad in Detroit. But at this point, stress had 26 fatal shootings. The community and stress were just bumping heads constantly. And Coleman Young wins the election in 1974, and his first act is to disband stress.
Was that a controversial move at the time? I mean, he won the election, so clearly people knew that's what he wanted to do, but was that seen as a victory?
So Detroit was very much split down the middle. That was a very tight election, and I think, it depends on what side of the fence you're on.
Police tactics and the way police interact with the communities in which they serve is obviously still a big issue. A lot of people talking about a lot of different parts of the country. Do you see lessons from the stress unit in some of the discussions that are going on today?
So this film is meant to be a starting point, a discussion point, because I think people don't realize that there really need to be two separate entities of police. You have your community policing, and you have your proactive policing. Community policing is what we're all used to. Community policing is when they come and take the report, and or you come down to the station to ask questions or get information. Those are all after things happen. Proactive policing is going out into the communities and trying to stop these robbers, rapists, murderers before they get to you. And this film doesn't try to answer that question. And I don't, you know, I don't claim to know the answer to that question, but I think it's a discussion that we need to talk about. And I think we need to come to some understanding of how are we going to proactively police if we're going to curb crime?
What did your dad have to say about what his thoughts were while he was on this unit? And then maybe afterwards, you know, after it was disbanded and he was no longer a part of it, when he'd had a little bit of time to reflect on it?
In my discussions with all the stress officers we interviewed, they all believed in the unit. They all believed that they were making a difference, not only through statistics, but just in general. They, citizens of Detroit, had a sense that it was safer now. These officers had families and wives and kids, and they're told, here's what you're going to do. We want you to take one guy with you, and you're going to go into the worst parts of Detroit, try and get robbed, and arrest this guy. If anything happened, your backup officer, there's very little chance he's going to be able to get to you in time. So it was an impossible situation, on top of the fact the police department, predominantly white at this time, the crime is in the black communities, and so you're just setting up this tinderbox.
David, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
David Van Wee is the producer and director of the film Detroit Under Stress. There will be a screening of the movie tonight at the Picture Show Theater in the Paradise Valley Mall.
And this is the show.